Moving over to the r/LifeProTips community, users are sharing practical advice to improve daily routines, starting with music consumption. One popular tip suggests turning off the volume equalizer in your music streaming apps, particularly when listening to full albums. The poster explains that this feature is usually enabled by default or out of fear of sudden loud spikes from randomized playlists, but it heavily harms album-oriented art. Many artists, like Pink Floyd, utilize dynamic volume as an intentional storytelling tool, meaning an equalizer flattens out the dramatic quiet and loud passages. Commenters debated this, with one noting that volume normalization is practically mandatory in noisy environments like vehicles where quiet sections become completely inaudible, while another joked that they will only turn normalization off when artists stop completely abusing listener eardrums with overcompressed masters. Another viral tip from the subreddit recommends using micellar water makeup remover to clean shoes, claiming it lifts stubborn stains off white sneakers remarkably well. Users were blown away, and a commenter even pointed out that Apple officially recommends micellar water for cleaning AirPods meshes. For smartphone users plagued by spam, a tip suggests enabling the Silence Unknown Callers feature on iPhones, which sends unknown numbers straight to voicemail and into a separate list so your phone only rings for known contacts. However, the comment section offered important caveats, users warned to remember to turn it off when actively job hunting, and many complained that it causes missed critical calls from delivery drivers, plumbers, doctors, and pharmacies. Meanwhile, a controversial tip advised that if you pick up a call from a telemarketer or call center, you shouldn't hang up immediately. Instead, tell them you do not agree to being recorded, which supposedly stops them from calling back. Skeptical commenters laughed off the idea, pointing out that call centers routinely ignore such requests and keep automated systems dialing anyway. Finally, a tip suggesting people wear high socks in the summer to prevent mosquito bite itchiness was swiftly debunked by the community. Commenters pointed out that mosquitoes can easily bite right through tight clothing, advising that loose-fitting layers treated with insect repellent are a far better bet. Over at r/learnuselesstalents, users are leaning into genuinely pointless skills. A post asking for completely useless skills people are weirdly good at brought out funny confessions, including remembering long palindromes, elite whistling skills, and an uncanny ability to identify repost bots across Reddit. Another user shared a vanilla guide to two-dimensional and three-dimensional projection wands, drawing praise from niche enthusiasts happy to see actual uselessness on the platform. In r/productivity, users are tackling the complex psychological barriers of time management and burnout. One morning person expressed frustration over having plenty of early hours, but wasting 3 to 4 hours in bed on their phone, failing to build a running habit. The top advice focused on removing decision fatigue rather than relying on willpower. Commenters explained that waking up without a preloaded plan causes the brain to default to the easiest option, like the phone or bed. They suggested putting the phone in another room, laying out workout clothes the night before, and making the first morning step absurdly small, like just putting on shoes rather than committing to a full jog. Another user shared the brutal reality of managing a heavy study schedule alongside a full-time job in India requiring 50 to 70 hours a week, compounded by a grueling 2 to 3 hour daily commute. Sympathetic commenters suggested building a financial runway to eventually quit, while others recommended finding quiet pockets of time during or outside work hours to study covertly. Another poignant post addressed a late-night scrolling spiral where a user woke up mid-afternoon missed classes, felt immense guilt, and drowned themselves in dopamine via social media and anime until midnight. Meanwhile, a struggling user asked how to channel overwhelming feelings and rumination into focused intellectual work without burning out. The community advised that instead of waiting for the mind to be ready, you should start suddenly at a random time during internal mental battles, which stops the analytical overthinking and kicks off actual output. Finally, a user recovering from a ligament sprain sustained while playing badminton expressed difficulty getting back into physical activity after a month of enforced inactivity. Commenters offered immense empathy, advising them not to dive straight back into their old intense gym routine, but to start with gentle stretches or short home workouts. One detailed comment introduced a creative interval timer method inspired by Japanese research, advocating for micro-movements, such as 2 minutes of activity for every 6 minutes of sitting. To help muscles absorb nutrients and stave off sedentary fatigue, paired with eccentric strength training principles.